The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Champions of the People Injury Show. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you each week to educate you, teach you, and let you know about subjects that you need. You need the information to have a level playing field with the insurance company once you've been in a crash, the insurance company for the at-fault party, the party that hits you, sent you off to the ER, sent you to the PCP, maybe physical therapy, maybe OT, occupational therapy, maybe conservative modalities of treatment. It's simple as that. You know, our usual example is a car crash, but it can be a motorcycle crash, truck injury, truck crash, hit and run, pedestrian, bicycle, hit by a car. And we've covered in our previous shows that if you're a pedestrian, you're hit by a car, your own car insurance will apply to you. And we've explained the parameters of that. When you're on your bicycle and you're hit by a car, your own car insurance will also apply to you. And we've explained the parameters of that. In previous shows, if you have questions, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll be glad to answer all of your questions. Our typical example here, motor vehicle crash. Let's say you're rear-ended. Boom, you're hit. You don't hit the car in front of you, but sometimes that happens too. That's a second impact that can aggravate the situation and exacerbate the injuries. So you need to take that into consideration. We've talked about mechanism of injuries before. So today we're talking about this crash. You've been to the treatment. You've been to maybe the ER. Maybe you went to PCP. Maybe you had MRIs, X-rays, diagnostics, that sort of thing. And so now you're going to make a claim. And what we're going to talk about today is medical records. What about your medical records? And Brad's going to explain a little bit about this medical record situation. But, you know, what we find out often and even about ourselves is when is the last time you ever really looked at your medical records? Do you know what's in them? Well, the medical records are so important in processing and filing a personal injury claim.
They sure are. And it's important to begin with. As far as what your medical records say before the crash ever occurs. And it's important that you have some idea if your medical records are accurate or not. If you've been to a doctor and the doctor has treated you at all, has examined you at all, if you've gone there for any kind of complaint, then there's been some kind of medical record created. And that medical record will be there forever. Now, that you know, will they be able to find the doctor? Maybe not, but the medical record is there, and they're doing more and more, when I say they, the medical profession, to make sure the medical records are available and that you can find them and that you know where they're at and the doctors keep medical records. That falls back to a question to begin with as to whether or not your medical records are accurate. And that's a question as to have you ever looked at what the doctor has in your medical records. Have you ever gotten a copy of your medical records? Have you ever asked the doctor to just give you your medical records so you can review them, so you can look at them? And have you ever looked at them? This is important information because doctors are humans. So are the nurses. So are the people who work with the doctors and nurses and the people who transcribe and put down the information they do for medical records. And, you know, doctors have different ways of doing, of entering information on medical records, as do nurses. Sometimes they enter the information by simply doing it right there. They're typing on the computers. If you go back before they had the screens and the computers in every examination room, a lot of times they were doing it at the end of the day, or they were keeping notes and they transcribe it at the end of the day, or sometimes after a couple of days. And they make mistakes. They can get things mixed up. They can forget. They're not entirely accurate. And they can put down things that are not entirely accurate. You're married to those medical records. And that's what's going to happen. And you know, Gary, I don't know. I can't think of very many doctors who, or nurses or anybody who ever come in and say, oh, I made a mistake and that's not true and I'm inaccurate on those medical records when we get to the court or when we get to depositions.
No, they don't. What's important are the medical records. What's important is are the concept and the concept of the medical records. Why? Because the insurance company looks at these medical records to look at your injuries. That's how, one way, they value your claim. And they try to beat your medical records. They try to defeat your claim through your own medical records. And today we're going to show you and tell you how. And we're going to tell you how you can win this war. This is a war. So you have to submit your medical records. And we're going to talk about how you do that and why you do that today. But you do submit your medical records. And there are mistakes in medical records many, many times. Give you a couple of examples. Injury to the right hand, right shoulder, brachial plexopathy injury, radiating pain and numbness and tingling down the right arm into the hand, and the medical records show it's on the left side, not the right side. That's an example. Another example is a low back injury claimed 5 years ago. You didn't claim a low back injury. You didn't mention anything about a low back injury, but sometimes those appear mistakenly and erroneously in the medical records. And then when you try to tell the insurance company, that's an error. I never had a low back problem before this accident, only afterwards. And they said, well, your medical records show 6 years ago you had a low back issue. You're complaining of low back pain. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. It's right there in your medical records. And Brad just said the magical words. You're married to your medical records. And it really is true that most people that come into our office, they've never seen their medical records. That doesn't mean that's a bad thing. I've never seen my medical records, except when I got out of the military. And I would assume the same is true for Brad. So you're surprised sometimes by what's in the medical records and you have to defend them. But know this, today they use the medical records and the entries in the medical records, erroneous or true, mistaken or not, against you. And they look through the medical records.
It's important to recognize that, you know, we carry a belief in society that what's in medical records are the accurate and are the last word and are the what you said. And you don't find very many people saying, well, maybe those are wrong. You don't find many people saying that they're inaccurate. You don't find many people saying there's more to it than what's on there. We carry a belief that medical records are equal to the Bible, I guess, and that's what they are. And that's something that needs to be addressed when you're dealing in everyday life. And you're probably sitting there right now, and the medical records are on a scale less than uninsured and underinsured motorists when it comes to people thinking about them and saying how to do something about them. We can talk to you every day and every night and every day and every night saying, go make sure you have MedPay on your policy. Go make sure you have a good, healthy coverage for uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. Do it, do it, do it. And yes, that's costing money out of your pocket, but it's going to be something that's going to make a big difference when you get into a crash and you get hurt in the crash. And we can talk and talk and talk. And, you know, there's some matters concerning the financial ability to pay for it, but for others, it's just getting to it. There's so many other things going on in life. Well, still, your insurance has a higher priority than saying, you know, I think I ought to call up my doctor and get my medical records. And then how far back do you go? You're going to go 10 years back? You're going to go 15 years back? How far are you going to go back? When are you going to go get those medical records? You know, I'm going to go look at what my medical records say for 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But what we have to start recognizing is that at least if you have the opportunity, and if it's there, you might want to just drop a line to your doctor, your primary care physician. And if you've had other doctors who have done specialty care, you might want to talk to them, especially if within the last 10 years or so, you've complained of a back injury or a neck injury or back pain, or if you've gone to the doctor for muscle relaxants or for massage therapy or for physical therapy or any of those type of therapies, any type of care that can be related to some kind of action or inaction that deals with your neck or your back or those areas of your body that most commonly get hurt in a crash.
You know, I think Brad said the key words a minute ago. Medical records are like the Bible. They are the Bible in court in a personal injury case. They are the Bible. The insurance company will introduce the medical records. They'll go through the records. They'll try to cross-examine your doctors on those records. And frankly, you know, your doctor may be the best doctor in the world, but I doubt if they remember what entry they made on you 9 years ago. I doubt if they remember what entry they made on you 5 years ago. and they look at the chart when you come in to see them, and that's acceptable. That's what you do. That's what they do. That's fine. That's great. But when you get to an injury claim, and most people are not going to go order their medical records, but the point is today you must then know what's in your medical records when you have an injury claim. That's the first thing we ask you when you come into our office. After we cover the insurance coverages and how the accident happened and your free game plan, etc., we go to your medical records. Did you ever have a pre-existing condition? Did you ever report one? Some people say no, and then they're surprised. So before this claim gets off the ground, you need to build the solid foundation to let it get off the ground, and you have to get your medical records, and your attorney should get your medical records.
And if you don't get to that point, you're going to have a big problem. One of the things that an attorney should be doing when they're interviewing you for your first, when you first come in the office, is asking you, do you have any pre-existing conditions? Have you had these problems before? Have you been dealing with these problems before? And we'll talk a little bit about that after the break as far as how that works and what you want to talk to the attorney about and how you want to describe that and how important it is to be accurate when you're talking to the attorney about what happens. But if the attorney interviewing you, and I hope it's an attorney that's interviewing you, that doesn't ask those questions and get into that area, then there's going to be a problem at some point during your case that you need to be able to address.
You know, this is a war, but you can win the war, but you need to understand how the attack comes first, and you can beat the attacks. You have to understand the game plan and strategy of the insurance companies against you. They start with the medical records. That's one of the reasons we're talking about them today. That's why the medical records become the Bible. That's why you and your attorney need to get your medical records very quickly after a crash or an accident. You go into your attorney's office and they should order the medical records. Next up, how do you get the medical records to the insurance company? What do you do? How do you privilege them? How do you protect information that's not even relevant to the crash? Bell and Pollock will be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We're here for you, and this is Your Legal Minute. You know, when you've been injured in a car crash, it's not an ordinary day or event for you. You call the insurance adjuster. They know what to say. They know what to do. Do you? Probably not. They have a script on questions they're going to ask you. They're going to ask you to sign a few forms. Should you sign the forms? Do you really know what to do? You can call us in anytime and we'll explain it to you. You can have a free initial consultation with Bell and Pollock. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And there's a button that you can hit that's a 30-minute show on what you need to know before you ever make the first phone call to the insurance adjuster for the person who just creamed you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. You ready to be educated? We're going to teach you every week, including today, about important concepts for your injury claims. This is an injury show, the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. You can call us and ask us questions. By the way, you can call us when there's no accident and ask us questions about insurance coverage. People do it all the time. We're glad to talk to you because we're helping you. 303-795-5900. Our typical usual example, which is prevalent today, right now in this show, car crash example, let's say you're rear-ended. The at-fault party's insurance company wants to talk to you. They want you to fill out forms. We cover that in previous shows. Any question, you can call us anytime. And now they want to get your medical records. Medical records are the Bible. Medical records are one of the best ways they can try to determine what your injuries are and simultaneously try to beat you. They try to go through the records and find inconsistencies. So there is a procedure now in Colorado. It's the case of Alcon versus Spicer. Very important case for you injured folks. Finally decided by the Colorado Supreme Court that you do not have to turn over all your medical records for your entire life. And it used to be an implied cutoff of 10 years before the date of the crash. Brad, let's talk about this procedure under Alcon versus Spicer. How do you get the records to the insurance company? Because they always want everything.
Well, the first thing you do is you make sure you consult somebody about what records you're going to give to the insurance company and what you're not. And the next thing you do is you refuse to sign all those releases that the insurance company sends you before a lawyer gets involved. Almost think like it's how fast can we move when they're talking to you and they're saying, okay, I'm going to send you out some papers that I need you to sign and fill out and get back to me right away so we can process your claim. And that's what they're telling you. And believe me, they're doing it because they're hoping that they can get those releases back in before you hire an attorney, before you see an attorney, before you do anything, so they can have this release to get all these records. The release traditionally not only allows them to get records that are totally not relevant at all, but also allows them to do secondary requests for information. So they send out the initial information to the hospital, because I know you're sitting there going, well, how do they know? But they're going to send out the releases to, first of all, the hospital. If you've talked to them about your PCP, they're going to send them out there. If you've talked to them about your emergency doctor, they're going to send them out there. If you've talked to them about your neurologist, they're going to send them out there. Or your orthopedic surgeon, they're going to send them out there. And those are going to help them find other places where you've been and get other records. And so the insurance company, the adjuster, is going to get those out to you as soon as possible. Please get them signed, get them back so I can get these records for you and I can start processing your claim. The sooner I get your records, the faster I can actually process your claim and get some money in your pocket. And they say that to you, and that's the last thing you should be doing.
Exactly. So sometimes you hear from the insurance adjuster at the beginning of the case, you're talking to them from the at-fault party, the insurance adjuster for the company, for the at-fault party, and they say, well, you want us to help you, right? Well, yeah. Yeah, if that's what insurance is for. Well, then we can't help you unless we see your medical records. You understand that, right? Well, yeah, I guess so. And you're falling right into this trap. Okay, so then, ma'am or sir, I'm going to send you a few forms that we're going to have you fill out, and you sign these few forms. One of them is a questionnaire asking about all your doctors in your entire life, or sometimes limited to 10 years, but all of your medical treatment that's relevant or not relevant. Relevant or not relevant. And they do it under the guise of, well, I can't adjust your claim unless I have all this information. Yes, they can. So Alcon versus Spicer says you can give records to them, limited records. Records limited to the areas of the body that were injured in this crash. For example, neck. So if you had pre-existing neck problems, then you're probably going to have to turn over the pre-existing neck problem records. But you don't have to turn over the hip problems, the hip replacement, because you're not claiming a hip injury in this crash. You're not going to have to turn over the ankle records, your dental records, maybe your counseling records, because that's what they're trying to do. And so Alcon versus Spicer, Brad's a pathway, a legal pathway for people to use to not have to turn over all their medical records for all the conditions for their life.
And it's important to understand that we have society has changed in the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. People need to understand that. And society's patterns have changed. And so the reason I say that is because I want those of you who were thinking 30 years ago when they were playing high school football and you had a neck injury and you would, or your back was hurting, and you would get in the hot tub, or you would put some kind of ointment on your neck and on your back, and you'd let it calm down a little bit, and once you start feeling better, you'd go out and play. Now, the high school teams, and that's what I'm talking about, and a lot of times even younger than that, the parents are inclined to get you to a doctor. Let's go talk to the doctor. Let's look at the doctor. And I think coaches are more inclined when you have a lingering pain. They'll go see a doctor. Let's make sure you're all right before we put you back out there on the field. You know, I wish they do more of that with concussions, but we can get into that in another topic in another complete program at a later time. But that's a visit to a doctor with neck pain or back pain. Now, 30 years ago, that didn't happen. 30 years ago, you sat on the sidelines or you missed a practice and you got back out and you played ball. And now it's different. And the reason I say that is because that neck pain or that back pain, that happened to you 30 years ago and for which you didn't have any other problems later on is going to be held against you if the insurance company and the attorneys can get that information. And, you know, a lot of times, have you ever had back pain before? Or have you ever had this condition before? Have you ever had these problems before? If you say no and they get this information, now you're a liar. If they say, if you say yes, then they say, well, we're entitled to that information. And that's one of the things we argue with Alcon versus Spicer and with other case law that's come out, that look, you're not only you're entitled to the information concerning the same parts of the body, but even that is limited. That's limited. If you're a 45-year-old person, then and you had some back pain as you were a cheerleader for the high school team, and doing some flips or doing some things, and you had some back pain, that should not be stuff that you're having to deal with in your current case. And I've seen it as bad as when lawyers have looked and said, 15 years ago, you went to the doctor and got some muscle relaxants because you hurt your back when you bent over and picked up toys, and you were picking up toys out of your kids out of the backyard. And they start telling the jury, well, this back pain and this back condition has been here for the last 15 years, so our accident and our crash didn't cause it.
Right, and he's talking about defense lawyers there. They try to use it, and the defense lawyers represent the insurance companies. Technically, ethically, the ethical rules say they represent the at-fault driver, but we all know that they serve the insurance company because the insurance companies pay them. So there's an ethical rule out that says they technically represent the at-fault driver, but they need to protect the entire entity and the entire team. Part of that team is the insurance company. So when you're talking about your medical records, you know, there is a rule of thumb the defense lawyers use, about 10 years cutoff, because a lot of judges won't let them go beyond 10 years, even if it's the same body part. That's an argument. But the point is, you must fight this fight. You must present your case. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books, our 6 books, are there on the website. They're free. You can download an e-copy for free. And if you want a hard copy, just call our law firm, and we will send you a hard copy. We're talking about medical records today. They are the Bible in court. What they say becomes the Bible. It sort of puts you over a barrel, and you have to fight your way out, but you can win the war, especially if you and your attorney get your medical records early, understand where the attacks are going to come, understand and know from years of experience, and Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each, years of experience how the insurance company is going to attack your records, therefore attack you, therefore attack your injury claim. And that's the way that works. We were talking about Alcon versus Spicer, so let's talk a little bit about a privilege log. You turn in your records, and you don't turn in some records from Dr. X, Y, or Z because they were not relevant, so you have to give a privilege log.
Well, yeah, and please, at the very beginning of this, I said make sure you talk to an attorney. And once again, a lot of law firms get you in and they want you to talk to, and the people you get to talk to at the beginning are paralegals, are law clerks, are investigators. They're not attorneys. And I'll talk to the attorney. And please don't just automatically assume, when we've been talking today, that, well, I got to give them the last 10 years. You may not have to give them the last 10 years. An attorney may very well look and say, well, wait a minute, based on this, we're only going to give them 5 years, or we're only going to give them a couple years. It's going to depend on the nature and the extent of the case. And so every case is different. That's why you need to talk to an attorney. It's very, very important that you deal with that and you understand what's happening with regard to what records are going to get to begin with. Then we get into the question of a privilege log. We'll talk about that after the break. But during the break, think about, if I'm complaining that my back and neck hurts, why are they entitled to get information concerning my knee? And, you know, think about it. And I'm thinking, most of you are going to go, well, there's no reason for it.
Right, or cancer treatment, or a left ankle injury, or tonsillectomies, or surgeries that have nothing to do with this, or your counseling records on many, many occasions. These have to be protected. They have to be privileged. You need to have an attorney that actually does the privilege log and protects your records. And so the relevant records have to be turned over to the insurance company, but the irrelevant records need to be privileged and protected, identified, and not turned over. then the insurance company is going to want those records because they think something's in there. And so they're going to want to try to get them anyway. Next up, we're going to show you and tell you exactly how the insurance company attacks you through your medical records. We'll be right back.